News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Molly Cairns is with us. She is, of course, the Social Democrats party leader and Cork South West TD. And the reason she is here is because the Social Democrats are calling for a review and changes to, for changes to the way our abortion laws apply in this country. I suppose let's start at one of the ones that may be seen as probably more contentious, which is the removal of the 3-day wait.
Yeah, and it's interesting that it's seen as contentious because it is a part of our legislation that is based in absolutely no science, zero evidence. It seems to only be based in a kind of a mistrust of women and a presumption that they need to go away for another 3 days after they've obviously already thought about it and think about it again. And crucially, Anton, what it does often is it pushes people past the 12-week limit, which can mean somebody's forced to travel for a termination. And it disproportionately...
Now, I know that it technically does that, but it technically can do that because if you're within 3 days of that... But is there any evidence that that's happening in practice?
Yeah, because, I mean, I'm sure we'll come to the criminalisation of doctors, but if you're a doctor and you're concerned about going over that 12-week limit, then that 3 days can be quite crucial. But the 3-day limit, like, aside from being patronising and paternalistic, it disproportionately impacts disabled women who might find it harder to get to a GP. So if you have to go back a second time, unnecessarily, ultimately, it's really unfair. And it also disproportionately impacts women in rural areas whose local GP may not be a provider.
Now, whatever about the patronage and the paternalistic nature of it, there may be people out there who will say, well, I voted to repeal the 8th. And part of the reason that I voted was that I felt that things like the 3-day wait added a certain weight or significance to the weighing up of the decision, and therefore I was able to vote in a way that I might otherwise not. Do you risk the people who provided a mandate feeling that they've been betrayed if you do this?
I think this is a really important question. So this argument or point is often brought up in the Dáil Chamber too, where people say, look, this is what people voted on, we simply can't change it. Now, what we voted on was to take women's healthcare, abortion services out of the constitution and put it into the hands of legislators. Everybody in the voting public knows that no legislation is immune to change, that nothing is set in stone, and our job as legislators is to improve that legislation. What was also baked into the legislation that we voted on was that there would be a review after 3 years, because of course with new legislation, gaps could emerge and they would need to be addressed. That review happened, albeit a year late. So we've had that review for 3 years now, Anton, and it very clearly outlined the issues with this legislation. And there is the 3-day mandatory period, there's the criminalisation of doctors, but crucially, and I think this is the thing, I remember from knocking on the doors in Cork Southwest, people who were conflicted about how to vote, who were confused, who were going through all the, you know, we had a huge national debate about this. The women who so many people had in their minds and hearts when they voted in polling booths all around this country were the women who were forced to travel for terminations for medical reasons. TFMR, the Terminations for Medical Reasons group, did incredible work during that campaign, coming out on the airwaves, telling their heartbreaking stories, these really wanted pregnancies, finding out late on in the pregnancy that the baby isn't going to live. It is the worst possible news you can get, the most vulnerable time of your life.
And they still have to travel.
They still have to travel.
Now, is that because of the time limit on permissibility of abortion, the 12-week time limit?
You could put it down to that, but ultimately, separately, if the doctor can be sure that the fetus won't live past 28 days, they can provide abortion care in Ireland. But for a doctor to be sure of that is next to impossible in so many circumstances. So with this legislation, what we're focusing on is those people and changing that 28-day rule. So it's still that there's a fatal diagnosis. This is the word change in the legislation that we're proposing, a fatal diagnosis, but that the doctor doesn't have to be sure that it's within 28 days because it's not really feasible.
Does that remove from the doctor the threat of criminal prosecution?
Separately, we address that in the legislation, yes.
And that is one of the things that you want removed, is the capacity to criminally prosecute a doctor for breaching abortion legislation.
Absolutely, because in no other area of healthcare do we see a doctor at risk of a criminal sentence because of the care they're trying to provide. So obviously that results in overly cautious and risk-averse decision-making for doctors,
and what then
because
about
their
the 12-week
license
threshold
and their livelihood is on the line. we're not addressing the 12-week threshold in this legislation. Now, my personal view is that we do. The focus of this particular piece of legislation is to try to address those women who are still forced to travel for terminations for medical reasons. It would make us a step closer to really achieving women's reproductive rights in this country. And I think the 12-week limit is something we need to look at in the future too.
Now, allow me to devil's advocate. The same question could be put in respect of criminality as could be put in relation to the three-day rule, that some of the people who voted on the grounds that it would be rare and uncommon for abortions to be given, and that part of what you wanted to do, therefore, was make it that it was a very carefully considered medical procedure, and that the threat of criminality achieves that, stripping it away will lessen that.
I think safe to say that our doctors, our medical professionals, always make careful and considered decisions, and they absolutely do not need the threat of conviction hanging over their head to do that. Like I said, we don't see it in any other type of provision of care. Doctors don't have that threat. They always try and do what's best for the patient. If they have to take into consideration, could I face a conviction for this? It can result in risk-averse decision-making, which is unfair on the doctor, but it's desperately unfair on their patients who need care and who are therefore forced to travel.
Unsurprisingly, a lot of text response. A text said, this is the reason I would be very reluctant to vote for any referendum again. Just change it the way you want after. Although I assume that that does fit in the category of what you said, that it would be, it was always known that there would be judicial or legislative review. Holly Cairns has no right to change what the Irish people voted for. I don't want the 3 days to be abolished. Do you expect a lot of that kind of reaction?
I think we always see this kind of debate when it comes to abortion care in Ireland. And, you know, that's to be expected. I don't think we need to open up all of the debates that we've had about this before. Crucially, Anton, what I don't think we need to do is for more women to have to come forward to tell their stories. Because what we see is kind of a tradition of this in Ireland where we ask people to come and bare their soul, open up their most vulnerable wounds to the public to try to get a change. And what I think we need to start doing is just listen to what we've already heard and take the necessary steps to provide care in Ireland. Because what I would say to your listeners and to TDs who will be voting on this in about 2 weeks' time is we're not voting on whether or not these women can have a termination for medical reasons. We are literally voting on whether we're going to force them to travel to get that care or not.
A text saying, Anton, if the review had said we shouldn't have abortion anymore, would Holly be backing the report? We can ask a slightly wider question off the back of that, which is it that this was your view from the moment of the referendum, or are you informed by the report?
My view has always been that if somebody needs a termination for a medical reason, they should be able to get it. My view has always been that nobody should be forced to wait another 3 days to consider something when they've clearly already considered it. That is absolutely, unashamedly, my view.
So it was always your view that the 3 day wait was a mistake and that the criminality provision was a mistake?
And that the 28 day rule for doctors to have to be sure of was unbelievably restrictive and impossible for people to navigate.
The text says, read the abortion 3 day wait. We even have a 14 day waiting period so we can change our mind when we sign up to contracts with providers. I'm assuming that's suggesting that a decision that is of more significance than deciding what your broadband supplier should be should have. The difference being the 14-day wait isn't enforced. It's not a legal requirement for you to hold off before you decide you want to take broadband.
We're talking about the provision of medical care for people, so I think it's a very different conversation indeed.
I voted for women to take autonomy over their own healthcare. Anything that improves that is fine by me. Change away. What is your expectation when this gets into the Dáil? Do you think you'll get support?
Yeah, I think it's quite likely. So I raised this with the Taoiseach a few weeks ago when we heard another harrowing story of a woman being forced to travel abroad and the issue of trying to bring the body back and all of the kind of horrible aspects that go with this really damaging legislation. And the Taoiseach was really receptive to the fact that, yeah, a lot of people did vote for those women who need terminations for medical reasons. He also highlighted reservations, and he knows that lots of people have concerns about it too. But he seems supportive, and the Minister for Health. And we know that when it comes to votes on abortion in the Dáil, there is a free vote for those bigger parties. So not that long ago, there was similar, albeit not the same, legislation, and it only lost by 2 votes. I think this legislation is more likely to pass. So I think it is really likely. And I would say to your listeners, if this is something you feel strongly about, if you don't think women should be forced to travel anymore, if you don't agree with the 3 day waiting period and doctors having this hanging over their heads, please contact your TDs, because it does make a difference. When we hear from our constituents and the public, we listen.
Holly, thank you very much. That is Holly Cairns, leader of the Social Democrats and TD for Cork South West. And if you have any views, 53106 at a cost of 30 cent or 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.